Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest from the Carpet One show in Orlando is Patrice Case, who's president of Floorcraft Carpet One in Alaska. Patrice, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm well. Thanks for being with me. I don't believe I've ever interviewed a retailer from Alaska, so this will be a learning experience. Tell us a little bit about, I think you have two stores in Alaska, is that right?
We do. We have one store in Fairbanks, Alaska, and one store in Anchorage, Alaska.
How far are those two cities from each other?
About 350 miles.
So that's probably hard to manage in itself, isn't it?
Yes, it's difficult to manage, but it's still fun to do.
And you've been a Carpet One dealer since the early 90s, is that right?
We've been Carpet One, yep, since 92.
And so your parents started this business, and now you're running it?
Yeah, our family started the business 50 years ago, and then our parents took over and with a couple partners, and then our father passed away, and now I'm the president. Yeah, second generation.
All right, so tell us a little bit about your consumer. Is it upscale? Where do you fit in the marketplace?
Well, because we have two different markets in Alaska. Fairbanks is a more DIY remnant type community, and Anchorage is more the metropolitan area of Alaska, so it's high-end. They're not so much do-it-yourselfers. We don't sell remnants there. We do high-end there. But we do design in both. There is a market for that. And we do commercial also in both markets.
Tell us a little bit about business conditions. I guess the economy in Alaska probably runs similar to what we have in the mainland, right?
Yeah, we generally lag about 2 years behind the lower 48. Right now, we're facing some pretty high energy prices. In Fairbanks, we have the highest energy costs in the nation. And so that's really affecting the disposable income. So we're trying to grab what market we lose in Fairbanks, grab it out of Anchorage, because they're not faced with those energy crisis issues that we have.
So you have to come a long way to this show, don't you?
Yeah, it's a long flight to any of the shows for us.
Yeah. But do you come to every show?
Yes, we come twice a year. Uh-huh. We make sure we're here.
All right, so you've been here. This is the second day of the show. Talk a little bit about what you've seen and the things that might work well in your marketplace.
Well, definitely all the new patterns from IVC. We're very excited about that. IVC, the LVT and the LVP planks do so well for us because we've got a lot of movement in the ground, and it's dry climate, so wood dries out. So I'm excited about the new patterns. I'm also excited about the Innovia. It's fun. People love soft, warm carpet. And the Just Shorn, I'm just excited for that to come out.
So Innovia is the Mohawk Smart Strand Silk, that's what you're calling it here. So is that a product that you've had for a little while?
Yeah, we have the Karastan Smart Strand, and we've got the softs, and they do really well in our market. People are very excited about that. And wool does really well, too, because it's soft and warm. And
why do you think wool does well in Alaska?
Easy to clean. It's warm. It's natural fibers. It's high quality. You know, people generally do their house once there. So it's a unique product. Like, Alaska's very unique, too, so I think that's why.
I guess you would want a warm floor, Dan, yes. When it's cold, right?
Yes, you want very warm floors. We sell a lot of in-floor heat.
Okay. All right, so today you heard about their marketing programs. You saw their new advertising and some of the support they're doing, both on the digital website and also in their traditional advertising. Does that look like that'll be helpful for you in your market?
Oh, yeah, we're big with the advertising, and we love to be on the cutting edge of advertising, so moving forward with the digital part is exciting. We've seen it work in our market especially, so we're pretty excited about it.
How do you bring traffic to your stores in Alaska? What works?
The best way for us to bring traffic is television. We do statewide advertising. We're relatively known for our commercials.
And what makes your commercials noteworthy?
They're local, but they've got national feel. They look good. They're high quality, but they still have that local feel, and people know that it's still a locally owned company. Mm-hmm. And that's pretty valuable in Alaska. Yeah.
When you land products over there for consumption by your customers, is it more expensive based on the freight?
Oh, yeah, definitely. And every time fuel prices go up, our freight rates go up because we have to pay a fuel surcharge. So it's quite expensive to get products up there. So when they say something's landed at your door here, we have to add another freight charge onto it because that's landed in Seattle. We ship everything up.
You know, when I meet retailers, there are retailers that like to sell fashion, and then there's retailers that focus more on the product attributes and installation. What would you say you are?
I think that we're probably a little bit of both. We're definitely in an industry where we can set the trends, and we like to do that, especially in Alaska. We like to be known for you know, sometimes people in Fairbanks and Anchorage call us the Nordstrom's of flooring. So we're pretty proud of that. But we also have the best salespeople and the best installation team, and we really pride ourselves on our service. So we really have the best of both worlds.
So do you like their new From Inspiration to Installation tagline?
I love it. I think it's great. I think that it's a great tagline, and it really does speak to everybody. And so it just lets people know that we're one stop. Just come and get it done, and we'll take care of it all for you.
All right, Patrice, thanks for spending time with us again. We've been talking to Patrice Case, who's president of Floorcraft Carpet One in Alaska, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloorDaily.net.